Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing profitability ratios. Profitability ratios are a class of financial metrics that are used to assess a business's ability to generate earnings compared to its expenses and other relevant costs incurred during a specific period of time. For most of these ratios, having a higher value relative to a competitor's ratio or relative to the same ratio from a previous period indicates that the company is doing well. So let's look at profit margin. Profit margin is a profitability ratio that is calculated as net income divided by revenue or net profits divided by sales. Net income or net profit may be determined by subtracting all of a company's expenses, including operating costs, material costs, which includes raw materials, and tax costs from its total revenue. Profit margins are expressed as a percentage and, in effect, measure how much out of every dollar of sales a company actually keeps in earnings. A 20% profit margin then means the company has a net income of 20 cents for each dollar of total revenue earned. So you can see we have profit margin is equal to net income divided by net sales. Or we can say profit divided by revenue. Same thing. So for this example, our net income is $30,000. Okay? Divided by $100,000 in revenue or sales. So we divide the $30,000 from the $100,000. We wind up with a profit margin of 30%. Healthy profit margin. That's a tough goal to attain, but if we can get 30% on our profit, we're going to be in business for a long time. Return on assets is an indicator of how profitable a company is relative to its total cost. ROA gives a manager, investor, or analyst an idea as to how efficient a company's management is at using its assets to generate earnings. All right, so let's take a look at this. So we want to make sure that we are efficiently and effectively using our assets to generate revenue to grow profit margin. All right, so ROA net income divided by total assets. So in this example, we'll see that net income is $100,000. And we're going to divide that by total assets of $500,000. And we're going to get a 20% return on assets. That is really good. We are becoming effective and efficient in our operations, and it is showing that we are becoming a more profitable company relative to our total assets. So we are using our total assets efficiently and effectively to drive net income or profit. So a 20% return on our assets is very, very good. Where the market might return you 12%, 10%, 20% is a healthy ROA. Now let's look at return on equity. Return on equity is the amount of net income returned as a percentage of shareholders' equity. Return on equity measures a corporation's profitability by revealing how much profit a company generates with the money shareholders have invested. So we want to make sure that we are putting to work our shareholders' equity. We want to make sure that we are utilizing it and giving the shareholders the type of returns that they deserve as putting their risk and their capital in our company. So let's check this out. ROE equals net income divided by shareholder equity, right? So let's look. Net income, $10,000, divided by shareholder equity at $20,000 for a 50% return on equity. So we are doing. So if these were real financial metrics and our company was performing at this rate, I would say if you were the CEO that you would be compensated bonus-wise very, very handsomely for a year like this. 50% return on equity is superb. We would want 20% would be excellent, but 50% would be amazing. ROA 20%, we're performing better than the market at 10, 12, 15 even, and our profit margin at 30% is very, very healthy.